Welcome to Texans on Tap, episode 24. I'm Brandon Strange alongside Charlie Polo and Josh Jordan. Follow them on X at Polo and at Josh Jordan 975. The Texans enter Sunday's game in New York as 6.5-point road favorites. And I don't know how long it's been since the Texans have been such heavy road favorites, but here we are. The Texans have been streak busters this year against both the Bengals and Broncos. This time they hope to be streak extenders against the Jets. As New York enters Sunday's matchup on a 5-game skid, the Texans will go the rest of the way without CJ Stroud's favorite target in Tank Dell. So how do you guys see the Texans offense adjusting to this Jets defense without one of their favorite targets?
If the Texans don't gift the Jets points, and I know the Carolina game was this season, and that's my biggest concern, right? All these close games, the Texans are capable of losing to anyone, right? A number of these recent wins could have gone either way, but I'm just going to say that they've matured to the point where their eye's going to stay on the ball, and they know the Jets could be playing any of the three of us at quarterback, and it wouldn't be materially worse than whoever the Jets are going to play. Imagine the Texans 6.5-point road favorites. Just think back to August. And I didn't go back and look, you know, you can find some season-long point spreads. But with C.J. Stroud yet to play a snap in the NFL, all the hullabaloo over Aaron Rodgers to the Jets and that elite defense, probably been at least 6.5 Jets favored. Here we are. Ah, life of a Jets fan. But, you know, the Texans don't run the ball against the Jets very well. Well, no surprise. But just don't give up a pick six. Maybe don't give up pick 12. And the offense will be able to do enough to not lose this game against the Jets. It shouldn't take a whole bunch to win. The Jets are averaging 9 points per game during this 5-game losing streak. And the one before that they won, they scored 13 in an overtime game. This offense that the Jets are bringing out, it's like Texans expansion team level, for those who go back to 2002. So unless the Texans self-immolate, they should be fine offensively.
Yeah, Charlie laid it out there. I mean, they're for the whole season, the Jets are 30th in points per game, at averaging a little over 14. You asked about Tank. Nico's going to get a lot of attention, that's for sure. So they got to get Noah Brown going. They got to get Robert Woods going, John Mechie. Maybe Brevin Jordan will continue to put up good numbers. We'll see if Dalton Schultz is coming back this week from that hammy. So, yeah, just don't shoot yourself in the foot. It's another thing, though, too, that the Jets aren't very good against the run. They are 27th in rushing yards against, but we just saw that the Broncos were dead last and Texans couldn't do anything about that to them. So I'm just kind of losing faith that they're going to be able to get the running game going. It would be nice to throw some more passes to Devin Singletary. Sometimes if you can't run, if you check the ball down or, you know, throw him some just kind of short screen passes, maybe that's a way they can get the ground game going a little bit.
Fun subplot, if the Jets were to say, okay, Sauce Gardner, you take Nico Collins out of the game, make someone else beat us in the pass game. You know, another factor, wild card, that can benefit the clearly inferior team, if weather's a mess, right? Famously swirling winds in that stadium, but winter hasn't really struck in the Northeast yet. If it arrives by Sunday, well, that could gum up the works a little bit, but it's pretty much advantage Texans in every area.
Well, on the defensive side of the ball, you know, last week we saw Stingley and Anderson Jr. really have breakout games. How do you like their ability to continue to wreak havoc this week versus the Jets?
The Texans could line the three of us up at linebacker on Sunday, and I don't think the Jets would score 17 points. Individual matchup, you know, was that the breakout moment for Will Anderson, who has consistently put pressure on a quarterback? As a rookie, he just hasn't, you know, hit that pay station very often, or hadn't been. Then a 2-sack game gets him to 5 for the season. If Stingley just stays healthy, and you know, he's at least heard Sauce Gardner was all pro as a rookie last year while Stingley was out hurt. And, oh, the Texans took the wrong guy. For year one, they did. But a healthy Stingley's closing that gap rather quickly. You know, the Texans' biggest problem defensively is that they double over in laughter. Look at what you're playing against us, Jets. Is it going to be Trevor Siemian or Tim Boyle at quarterback on Sunday? It will not be Aaron Rodgers.
No doubt. I would expect a very low-scoring game. I know that sounds obvious because the Jets are bad, but this is the second lowest total on the slate for the entire week. The only other game that's predicted to be less points is Steelers-Patriots, and the Steelers just lost their quarterback for a while. So there you go. And the Patriots have been terrible. So yeah, I think just be smart. Don't turn over the football. there is going to be some challenges. They're pretty good against the pass. They're third in passing yards against. So that's what the Jets are good at. They're not good at stopping the run, but that doesn't really fit what the Texans are, you know, really good at. So we'll see. But I just think turnovers, don't turn over the ball, CJ. Be smart on defense and get out of there with a win.
You know, and I've had better things to do most week than go watch Jets film breakout, as pretty much all people have had better things to do, starting with Jets fans. But on those stats, you know, probably a lot of teams are saying, let's not beat ourselves. Let's play conservatively. So if you run the ball more, maybe they give up yardage that way. And when the Jets are behind, we don't need to throw the ball against them. Let's not risk a turnover since they do have talent in the secondary. So I'm not saying I think the Texans go up there and hang 450 yards on them or anything like that. But, you know, you run the ball well, it'll be a surprise because of who the Texans are, not because of who they're playing. But I would think the bulk of their work is done in the passing game because, well, it's been that way virtually every week.
I took a lot of heat before the Arizona game because I said, you know, look, the Texans could very well be looking past the Cards. Is there a risk here that they're looking past the Jets and they get bit by, especially on something that's projected to be a low score game?
I think it's mitigated by the fact that the Tennessee Titans stink. And since they're on deck, division rival, blah, 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 Titans wearing Oilers uniforms, blah, blah, blah. It's not a game that's going to really stoke the 2023 Texans. But if Indianapolis was next week, if Jacksonville was next week, I'd have a much greater concern on that front. I'd be curious to whether D'Amico tells the guys, you know, it's not like we've been whipping up on folks. Right? The Texans' last easy win was Pittsburgh week 4. 8 consecutive games that are one score games, 5 of them 2- and 3-point outcomes. So I think if I were D'Amico, I'd tell the guys, hey, it's not like we're blowing people out, but we're winning close games because we are tough. And in the fourth quarter, we make plays to win and we maintain our focus. And that's the whole task this Sunday.
Yeah, well, we know Derek Stingley is going to come prepared for this game. He's got an ego. He's a normal person. You know, he wants to show out and show that, you know, he's a great corner. And I think that the game's on the road in New York, and you're starting to see guys like Stingley and Will Anderson really start to get going, I think they'll want to perform on the big stage. I'm not really too worried about that. I think they're going to come ready to play on Sunday.
You guys have been pretty scary with your predictions the past couple of weeks, so it is prediction time. What are you thinking this week?
Well, the Texans have been 21 or 22 points the last 3, so I'll give the Texans 23. The Jets averaging 9 points per game during this 5-game losing streak. That works for me. Texans 23, Jets 9.
I'll go Texans 20, Jets 10.
Nice. All right. Well, that's going to be it for episode 24 of Texans on Tap. We'll be back next week to recap this game and hopefully talk about a win. Thanks for listening. And as always, go Texans.